Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have your sports break, sponsored by the JerseyDispatch.com website and PigskinDispatch.com, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have some tremendous uniform numbers and players and events that they did that we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, we want to make sure that you know that we are on Facebook. We have the at Pigskin Dispatch group page that you can go to and check out, or you can go to my personal page, at Darren Hayes, and that's DarinHayes. We'd love to have you follow us and know what's going on. Everything from the Pig Pen, we like to post there each and every day, usually multiple times a day, and celebrating a great preservation of football history with some great athletes, legends of the game, teams, schools, events, game plays, and just so many exciting things we like to share each and every day. So make sure you check us out there on Facebook. Now let's get to your October 15th history, and your uniforms we're going to talk about today are numbers 22, 45, 5, 10, number 99, and number 9. October 15th, 1912, Boston Red Sox legend Tris Speaker completed the only World Series unassisted double play from the outfield. Now that is a tremendous play when you can have a double play from the outfield. I can only imagine how it must have been. It had to be, catch a ball to shallow, outfield and throw a guy out that didn't tag up. Who knows? October 15th, 1964, American sprinter Bob Hayes tied a world record of 10 seconds flat to beat Cuba's Enrique Figueroa by 0.2 seconds and win the men's 100-meter gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. Now, why would we talk about a sprinter? Why would we talk about the Olympics like that? Well, Hayes would use that track speed in the NFL as a member of the Dallas Cowboys for about 10 seasons and the San Francisco 49ers for an additional season, wearing the number 22 for his entire career, and he is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. October 15th, 1964, World Series Game 7 had the St. Louis Cardinals win their Major League Baseball's seventh title as they knocked off the New York Yankees 7-5 at Busch Stadium to clinch the series 4-3. The MVP was St. Louis pitcher Bob Gibson, who wore the number 45. As a matter of fact, the Cardinals retired that number 45 in 1975 in honor of Gibson, their former pitcher. October 15th, 1970, well, it was World Series Game 5, and it saw the Baltimore Orioles defeat the Cincinnati Reds 9-3 at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore to claim a series of 4-1 in 5 games. The most valuable player of this championship series was the Orioles third baseman Brooks Robinson, who wore number 5. Robinson earned the nickname of Hoover for the fact that so many of the balls that he seemed to attract, like dirt to a vacuum cleaner, was the comparison there. He sort of sucked them right into his glove and got many outs in the field. October 15, 1979, the New York Knicks in the NBA retired the franchise's second jersey of their long-storied career, of franchise career, and it was the number 10 of Walt Frazier. And Walt Frazier, what an interesting fella he is. Here's what gets you into the Basketball Hall of Fame. In 825 games, he averaged 18.9 points per game, had a field goal percentage of 49%, and free throws, he was 78.6 at the line. But just his total points scored in his career, they are just phenomenal when you look at what he has done. Like we said, he's in the Hall of Fame and a 7-time All-Star, and definitely deserved it. That great point guard, Walt Frazier, wearing that number 10 and having his number retired by the Knicks was quite an honor and quite well deserved. October 15th, 1989, another great honor. Number 99, Wayne Gretzky passed hockey legend number 9, Gordie Howe, as the NHL's all-time top scorer. And that is quite an honor and quite a feat to do as well, because Gordie Howe had a really long career, and he was very productive his entire career, from being a young man to being a little longer in a tooth. Very productive. But Gretzky was the great one for the reason of he could put the puck in the net. And that is your sports history for this October 15th. We're so glad that you could join us once again for some more sports history. Hope you will join us over at the JerseyDispatch.com website and PigskinDispatch.com. And check out our friends at the SportsHistoryNetwork.com, where both of our podcasts are there, as well as Orville Mulligan Sports Trader, one that we do in conjunction with Oz Davis to form the number 80 productions team, and some very talented actors and great storylines there for some more great sports history of a sports journalist from the 1920s, OrvilleMulligan.com, or Orville Mulligan sports writer, and you can find him at OrvilleMulligan.com or your favorite podcast provider for those great audio dramas. And also, SportsHistoryNetwork.com has 30 other great podcasters are bringing you just some exciting sports history that are really going to kindle some memories and maybe learn some new items that you did not know from sports history, with this very talented lineup of hosts and guests that come on each and every day on the SportsHistoryNetwork.com. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.